From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops advance into the center of Ramadi. The troops are trying to reclaim the city, which was lost to Islamic State militants 7 months ago. A spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service says there was fighting in the neighborhood surrounding a government complex. Coalition warplanes have carried out airstrikes on the outskirts of the city. The UN Refugee Agency reports an unprecedented 1 million people, most fleeing from persecution and war, have arrived in Europe this year. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency says the number of refugees and migrants who have made the dangerous Mediterranean crossing to Europe is nearly five times higher this year than last. In 2014, nearly 220,000 people fled to Europe. It says more than 3,600 people died this year trying to reach Europe in flimsy smuggler boats. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Indian lawmakers have voted to lower the age at which a person can be tried as an adult for serious criminal offenses.
Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, please say no. I think the ayes have, the bill is passed.
The move follows a wave of public anger over the release of one of the attackers of a fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman on a Delhi bus. The changes passed by the upper house of parliament Tuesday will allow minors ages 16 to 18 to be sentenced to at least 7 years in young offenders institutions. A group of Kenyan Muslims protected Christian bus passengers when Islamist gunmen demanded the passengers split into groups by religion. The gunmen stopped the bus Monday in North Kenya's Mandera County. Local officials say passengers refused to separate into groups. The militants decided to leave after the passengers' show of unity. This is VOA News. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl appeared before a military judge Tuesday on charges he deserted his unit and misbehaved before the enemy. Colonel Daniel King is from the U.S. Army Forces Command.
The military judge discussed the rights held by the accused, inquired on the record regarding current military counsel and civilian counsel. Sergeant Bergdahl indicated he was satisfied with his defense counsel.
Bergdahl was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner exchange in a court hearing at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. The 29-year-old Bergdahl deferred entering a plea to the charges. If convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. An Iranian nuclear official says Russia will begin building two nuclear power reactors in Iran next week. The project will be built under the agreement signed last year between subsidiaries of the country's atomic energy agencies. A spokesman did not elaborate, but he appeared to be referring to an extension of the Russian-built Bushehr nuclear power station. The United States Treasury Department Tuesday sanctioned 34 individuals and entities for evading U.S. sanctions on Russia. The sanctions were put in place due to Russia's involvement in Ukraine. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed to coordinate their country's actions to fight terrorism in the Middle East. It said the two leaders discussed the crisis in Syria during a phone conversation Tuesday. The head of the UN office in Geneva said Tuesday the world body intends to host Syrian peace talks there next month. Michael Moeller told reporters an exact date has not yet been set, but that the target is sometime at the end of January. Geneva was the site of two rounds of UN-brokered peace talks early last year between President Bashar al-Assad's government and rebels who have been fighting him since March of 2011. Those negotiations ended with little progress. Human Rights Watch said Tuesday Turkey needs to control its security forces. The group says the Turkish government also needs to investigate the deaths of civilians killed during police operations and street violence. The group said it documented 15 such deaths in a limited investigation and that local groups report more than 100 deaths since July. Voters in the Central African Republic have overwhelmingly backed a constitutional referendum aimed at ending nearly 3 years of political instability. Election officials Monday said provisional results show that 93% of voters were in favor of a new constitution, which would limit the president to 2 5-year terms, cut the power of the military, and ensure religious freedom. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.